Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Anusthane Brahmana Vakya Apekshaya Mantra Vatasya Antrangatva. Because during the Anusthana, though the mantra Brahmana portion explains the detail in which you have to perform, when you read the mantra, you remember some portions which have to be performed in some order. So, because of that, prayoga in the process of doing the karma, Brahmana portion has finished saying, okay, you have to study these mantras. It has lost its relevance during the performance of karma. So, mantra portion is more relevant during the performance of karma. Therefore, mantra portion is more powerful than the Brahmana portion. Brahmana vakyam ki prayogat bairyeva idam kartavimiti avabodhya kritartham. He is explaining this. What a Brahmana vakyam, this Brahmana portion, what does it say? Prayogat bahireva, before the performance, whatever has to be said, kartavyam, idam kartavyam, this is what you have to do. In this way, it gives you the knowledge and it has lost its relevance. Now, when you perform the karma proper, then the mantra is that which is antaranga, which is more relevant in the performance. Therefore, it is more powerful. Pantraha punaha prayokale vyapriyante, because mantras are used in the time of performance. Anushthana kramasya smarana krama adhinatvat. And why is it so? Because anushthana, the performance, is dependent upon the remembrance. Whatever you remember, according to that you will perform. And the mantras, only through mantras you have to remember the karma order. And because of the remembrance of mantra, you will have to perform in that order. Therefore, it is more relevant during the performance. Tat kramasya cha mantra krama adhinatvat antarango ayam pat mantra pata iti. That is why it is said this mantra pata, samhita pata, samhita portion is more powerful than the Brahmana portion. Prayajanam samido yajati tanuna padam. So he is giving you an example. Prayajanam in the pancha prayaja visa samido yajati tanuna padam yajati. There are five prayaja yagas. So, in that, samito yajati iti evam vidha pata kramad. Yaha kramaha sa brahmana pata kramad. Yadipi brahmana vakyani artham vidha ikrata tanitata api prayajadi nam kramasmarakantarasya abhavatani eva kramasmarakatvena svikriyante. So, the Brahmana portion, it gives you the knowledge. What should I do? I have to do this prayajas, pancha prayajas. What are the pancha prayajas? This is what is it is. Samido yajati, tanuna bhajam, etc. So, the general idea, I have to perform samidhu yaga. Then, I have to perform this tanuna pata yaga. Now, what has to be performed inside that Tanunapata Yaga? What are the mantras which have to be said in the Tanunapata Yaga? That knowledge you will gain only through the Mantra Pata. So, Mantra Pata is more powerful than the Brahmana Pata. Mantra portion is more powerful than the Brahmana portion. Samhita portion, which is Mantra portion, is more powerful than the Brahmana portion. That knowledge we gain. Sthana Lakshanam. The next Pramana is Sthana. Sthanam, what is sthanam? Sthanam nama upasthitihi. Yasya hi deshe yo anishthiyate tat purvatane padarthe krute sa eva prathamam upasthito bhavati iti yuktam dasya prathamam anushthanam ata eva sadhya skre. So, sthanam, what is sthanam? The position, the place, the position in which you have to perform the karma. Nama upasthiti, the order in which you remember the names, the karmas. So, sthanam nama upasthiti. What is sthana? Not name. Sthanam means upasthiti, the existence, the presence of the karmas. What is that? Yasihi deshe yo anushtiyate. In whichever desha, you, in whichever place means it is not the space. Place means time also. So, whichever time you perform the karmas, tat purvatane padarthe krite, whatever performance which has a relationship with that karma, sa eva pratham upasthito bhavati. That is the karma which comes here as the first karma. Whatever karma has a relevance with that period of time, with that karma has the first right to be performed in that point of time. Now, what is this? Atha eva sadhyaskre. We have to see this example. Sadhyaskre. There is this yaga called sadhyaskra yaga. Jyotishtoma prakarana. There is this yaga called sadhyaskra yaga. It is again a soma yaga. Which is sadhyaskra is a yaga which is sakritkrita immediately at one day, in one day you have to perform. It's a yaga, soma yaga which stands for 5 days. The last 3 days there is this yaga which is called jyotishtoma. In the soma yaga, this jyotishtoma yaga, this third last 3 days comes. So that 3 day yaga you have to perform in one day. And as we saw before in the discussion, where was it? During the discussion of the Vinayoga, Anushthana Sadeshene Vinayoga, in the Vinayoga, there we saw the three pashus for 3 days. Aupavasatya, Sautya, Avrita are the 3 days. In them, we have to see, we saw Agnishomiya, Savaniya, and Anubandhya. Agnishyomiya Pasu, Savaniya Pasu and Anubandhya Pasu. Three Pasus. Three cows which you have to use for the fire oblation. In this karma sacrifice. So, what is the order in which I have to perform the karmas? Agnishyomiya, Savaniya, Anubandhyanam Savaniya Deshe Saha Anushthane Kartavye Adau Sahaniya Pashoho Anushthanam Itayoho Paschat Taspin Deshe Ashpina Grahanantram Savaniya Siya Vratham Upasthiti. So, there are three cows in which period, see, I have to perform the karmas in one single point of time. Third day, whatever karmas I have to perform, that has to be performed in one single point of time. I have the first Agnishomiya, Savaniya and Anubandhya. Now, I have previously when I said we have to do in the second day, so that the jump between the third cow and the first cow is one. This is one reasoning. But there is another important reason to fix the date as the middle, the Savaniya Desha, to fix that Desha, that cow as the first cow which should be given as oblation. There is another important reason. What is that? Taspin Deshe, he in that Desha only, Ashvina Grahanantaram Savaniyasya Eva Pratama Upasthiti. In that point of time, you have to take this Ashvina Graha. See, Somarasa you have to take for this Ashvi Devata. So, after crushing this Soma and bringing this Soma, what is the Pashu which is related to that Karma? Because Ashvina Graha you are taking this Somarasa for that Devata, that period. At that point, at that day, in which day you have to do that? In the day of second, which is Savaniya Desha. So, this Savaniya Desha is the Desha which is fixed because on that day, the Ashvina Graha is done. So, that is the closest thing which has relationship between these cows, three cows. So, Tahi Jyotishtome Traiha Pashuyagaha Agnishyomiya Savaniya Anubandhya Sheti. So, he is explaining it. Tahi in Jyotishtoma, this Somayaga, there are three Pashuyagas. First Yaga is Agnishyomiya, second Yaga is Savaniya, and third Pashuyaga is Anubandhya. Techa Bhinna Deshaha Agnishomiya Avasatya Afni Savaniya Sutyakale Anubadhyastu Ante. they are performed in different periods of time. Agnishoma during the Aupavasatya period, Savaniya during the Sutya period, and Anuvandhya, the third cow, in the last period. Therefore, Sadhyaskro Nama Yaga Vishesha. There is this Yaga, special Yaga, which is done in one single day, fast forward Yaga, which is a fast food kind of Yaga. You have to perform everything in one day. There, that's the special Yaga called Sadhyaskraha. It's a special Yaga. So, it's a special type of Soma Yaga. So, Sacha Avyaktatvat Jyotishtoma Vikaraha. Since this is Avyakta, it is not Vyakta, it is not a special Yaga which is specified separately. Avyakta means it is not named as a separate Yaga. It is a form of Samyaga, therefore it is a Vikar of Samyaga. Vikar of Vyat Yaga, Jyotishtoma Yaga. Therefore, Jyotishtoma Vikaraha, Apakritivat Vikritikattavya, we have this Nyaya. Therefore, Adahati, Trayovi Pashu Yaga, Sadhyaskre, Chodaka Praptaha. Therefore, Jyotishtoma, you have to perform these three Pashu Yagas. Therefore, in Sadhyaskra Yaga, Sadhyaskrata Yaga is a transformation, is a Yaga which is similar to Jyotishtoma Yaga, which has to be performed in a single day. So, Prakritivad Vikriti Kartavya, according to this rule, whatever things you have to do in the Prakriti, Jyotishtoma, you have to do in the Sadhyaskra Yaga also. So, you have three Pashu Yagas in Jyotishtoma. Those three Pashus will come in Sadhyaskra also. So, Atate Trayobi Pashu Yaga Sadhyaskre Chodaka Praptaha. From the Shuti itself, you gain this knowledge. Tesham Chatatra Sahityam Shrutam Sapashona Labheta Iti. And how should you perform? If it is Sadhyaskra, okay, in order you have to do. But there is this Shruti which specifically says, Sahapashona Labheta. Bring all the Pashus and in one single day perform this karma. With all the Pashus, you perform this karma in one single day. There is a Shruti. Therefore, Tatcha Sahityam Savaniya Deshe Tasya Pradana Pratyasattehe Sthanati Krama Samyacha. Because that Pashu, that Yaga should be performed, all this karma should be performed in the Savaniya Desha. In the second day. Whatever second day karma should be performed, during that period you have to perform these karmas. There are karmas like Paryagni Karana, you have to burn this Darba, and like an aarti, you have to show it on the four corners of this Pashu, these three Pashus. And you have to tie this Pashu to a pole. These kind of karmas are there. So, those karmas, when should one perform? And cutting, of course, is there. You have to cut this Pashu. So, when should this be performed? In the Savaniya Desha. When you bring in the Soma, when you crush the Soma leaves and take the Rasa, during that point of time you have to do. So, that is one rule. And the other thing is Sthana Atikrama Samyacha. Sthana Atikrama, the jump in the Sthana position is similar. If you perform in the first day, second day there is only one jump to the first day. Third day karma has to jump two places to come to the first day. If you perform in the third day, the second karma will jump only once, but the first day karma has to jump twice. There is a irregularity in the jump. Therefore, if you perform in the second day, the first day will come to the second day, only one jump. The third day will come to the first day, only one jump. There is no confusion here. Therefore, Savaniya Deshe hi Anusthane Agni Shomiya Anubandhyayoho Swasthana Atikramo Bhavati Pradhana Pratyasati Lavascha. If you perform in the Savaniya Desha, in the middle day, the other two places, the first and the third day karmas will come to the second day, which is going to have only similar, same type of jump. Only one jump from the, only one day difference. One jump means only one day difference between each karma. So, Agni Shomiya Deshe Tu Anushthane Savaniya Sthana Anatikrama Matram. Agni Shomiya Sya Savaniya Sthana Atikramaha. Anubandhyase Tu Swasthana Atikramaha. Savaniya Sthana Atikramascha Syaditi Trayalam Swasthana Atikramaha. if you perform it in Agnishomiyasya Savaniyasthana Sthanatikramaha in the Agnishomiya Desha in the first day, then the karma which you have to do in the Agnishomiya, the Savaniya day, it has to come here. And the whatever karmas you have to perform in the second day, that it has to come in the first day. Meaning, the first day karma, the first pashu itself changes its position. It jumps into second place. Meaning, you have to crush the soba in the second day. So, this first pashu, which has to be done before the soma rasa is crushed, that comes with the soma rasa crushing day. And there is a confusion there. And the second day karma, which has to be performed with the soma rasa crushing, comes after the first day karma. And the third day pashu comes after jumping 2 days. There is a disorder in it. Therefore, evam anubandhya deshe agni shomiyasya drashtavya sthanati krama. In the same way, if you perform it in the third day also, there is a confusion. Therefore, tathacha savaniya deshe sarvesham anushthani kartavya savaniyasya pratham anushthanam. Therefore, you have to perform in the middle day, savaniya day. But which is the cow you have to perform in the savaniya day? The middle cow, so that there is no confusion in the jump of days. First day will come to the second day, third day will come to the second day, there is no confusion. And the second day karma will be performed in the second day itself. So there is no confusion in the performance. Agni Ashvina Graha Anantaram Hi Savaniya Desha. Because only after doing the Ashvina Graha, you have to perform this Savaniya Desha Karma. Pragrta Va Ashvina Graham Kritva Trivrta Yupam Parivya Agniyam Savaniyam Pasham Upakaroti. So it is said Ashvinam Prakrutau Ashvina Graham Kritva. After doing this Ashvina Graha, after doing this grasping, the taking of, receiving of this somarasa, trivrta yupam pariviya, you have to bind this, you have to small stump, which you have to place it in the earth. This stump, you have to place it in the earth. So, pariviya, and then you have to, yupam, trivrta yupam, you have to tie this cow. You have to, then pariviya, agneyam, you have to show this fire. Then this another karma. You have to, when you bring this cow, parnamai, a fig tree kind of, similar tree there is on tree. So you have to cut, because that is the tree, that is khatta. This, when you make this paan, betel leaf, they apply a red kind of paste over the betel leaf for making paan. So that is called khatta. That is the tree from which this is removed. So this tree, they cut for making stumps for the it's a pole for which in which the cows will be tied. So from that tree you have to take a stick and sharpen the edge. You have to poke the backside of the cow with that to bring the cow inside. The sharp edge, the tip should be with the leaves. You should not poke, means it's not with the sharp edge, it's with the leaves, you have to just touch it. So, you have to bring that to the place where the karmas are performed. So, after that, you tie it, then after that, you show the fire, then after that, you do all whatever cleansing act you have to do, then you have to cut the cow. Iti Ashvina Graha Anantaram Savaniyo Vita Iti. So, after the Ashvina Graha, after the taking of Somarasa, this Savaniya Desha, Savaniya Pashu is what is present there. So, first you perform Savaniya. Iti sadhyaskare api ashvina grahani krute savaniye upasthito bhavati. Therefore, in the sadhyaskara yaga also, once you take this somarasa, you have to perform the karmas which are just next to that performance of grasping, receiving the karma, somarasa, which is this savaniya pashu karma. So, ataha yuktam tasya sthanat pratham anushthanam itrayostu paschad iti uktam. Therefore, the order in which this has, this is performed. The second day, Pashu, in the second day itself, first day comes later and third day comes later, as the third. So, there is no confusion here. So, this is because of the Arthakrama. Now, Patakrama. Now, Mukhya Krama Lakshana. There is another Krama, Mukhya Krama. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.